الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. تقبل الله الطاعات إن شاء الله والصيام والقيام. سبحان الله. This is the last Fajr of Ramadan. يعني from now 16 hours and more or less Ramadan is finished. May Allah accept from all of you.
آمين.
جزا الله خير الجزاء. Everyone who participated in anything of khair in this يعني great time that we spent. On top of them, طبعاً beloved Imam, جزاه الله خير. But it's a big blessing, by the way, to have Hafiz with a very beautiful voice. جزاه الله خير. الحمد لله. How many of you heard about Dr. Zaghloul al-Najjar? Mashallah. Good. We're mostly Arabs. Zaghloul al-Najjar, make dua for him. He's one of the great scholars of Islam. He obtained his PhD from Cambridge in mid-50s in geology. Plus, he is one of two, maybe, or three on world level as a renowned scholar, specialist in what we call al-ijaz al-ilmi, the miraculous aspects of the scientific things in the Quran. Now, the Quran contains around 6,000 plus verses, 1,000 plus of them about scientific, you know, affairs and issues in the Quran. 1,000 verses, which is one of six, it contains. It's not a book of science, it's a book of guidance, hidayah, but it contains scientific indications and signs. Now, Zaghloul al-Najjar is one of the greatest people in our in modern history who are specialists in this. Now, he told me, I will be narrating a story for you from this great, I was in need to let you know who's this great person. I'm telling you a story, he himself literally told it to me, direct, from his mouth to my ears. Okay, in Amman. He said, a few years ago, he went to Australia to attend the conference. Has to do with the, you know, the ijaz al-ilmi fi al-Quran. At that conference, one of the American professors, when he knew that this guy, i.e. Zaghloul al-Najjar from Egypt, he came to him not as Zaghloul al-Najjar, he came to him as an Egyptian. He said, are you from Egypt? Yes. Like, do you know such and such professor? It happened by, we say coincidentally, but it's by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he knows him and they work in the same university. He said, yes, I know him. What do you want from him? He said, please, if you see him when you return back to Egypt, just tell him that, then he mentioned his name, Professor XYZ from X University in America, that sends the salam to this Egyptian brother and tell him that I myself and my wife, we became Muslims, and just say salam for him. I said, okay, what's the relation? Explain to me. He said, actually, your friend, this Egyptian brother, he just passed by, he visited me at my university, asked me a question, and when he left, and I don't know his email, his telephone number, I don't know where he resides exactly, but when I looked at my office, I found on my desk that he forgot something. So when I searched him, I could not find him. It was a book about Islam. So I allowed myself just to read. So I became very much interested because of this book. I went with my wife to the nearest bookshop. We bought some books and really we became converted to Islam and we are Muslims now. He does not know, but indirectly he was the reason. This is the story. So Dr. Zaghloul tells me, he said, Wallahi, you know, traveling from Australia to Egypt, it takes more or less with the connection 24, 23 hours of travel with the connection. So he said, I was very exhausted, but I was very happy just to tell. Give the glad tidings, even though it was not intended, he did not know, but it happened. Look to the surprise now. When he met him, he said, do you know such and such professor in America? No, I don't know him. But have you visited X University? Yes, I did visit. What did you do there? He said, I was in my sabbatical. Sabbatical just a tafarru' ilmi, like mine now, exactly. You know, professors at universities, every 6 years, they have 1 year, their salary are paid and they have to do research. So this is called sabbatical, okay? So he was doing his sabbatical in the United States and this happens 1 or 2 years after Twin Towers events, which is 2002-2003. He said, I was doing my sabbatical and I visited that university and yes, I visited that person. Tom, put him, He's now a Muslim and he sends salam to you both with his wife. Then the Egyptian brother, he started crying like a small child, you know, heavily crying. The Dr. Zahu is asking him, yani, what happened to you? He said, actually, I did intentionally lift that book there. It was not by mistake, coincidence. But what's your story? Look what he was doing. He said, you know, inside myself, I was asking Allah to help me to do some da'wah. But we were very close to the September 11th events. We, as Arabs, you know, you are a terrorist by default. But by your appearance, by your skin, whatever you do. So I was not daring to speak with the people. But you know, something was killing me from inside that I'm not doing da'wah. Then I decided to take a big amount of the money from my scholarship. And I bought hundreds of small booklets and books about Islam. And I took a decision. Wherever I go, I will leave a book here. So, for example, he goes to restaurants. When he leaves the tab, with the tab, what? Booklet, brochure about Islam. He goes to, you know, those who live in the United States. If I'm not mistaken, I visited 135 cities in the United States. All of the hotels there, they contain the Bible. Do you know this? I did not find this here in Canada. I was in the United States. Maybe I did not open the drawer there. But the United States, I witnessed it by wherever I go. 5 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, the Bible always is there. What did he used to do? Wherever he goes, he puts a book about Islam next to the Bible. SubhanAllah. Even he said, even when I go to a supermarket, if I took something from the shelf as a piece of chocolate, next to the chocolate I put a book about Islam. It's amazing. Okay? He said, one of the hundreds that I visited with the intention, this professor. I was passing by her, okay. He just, you know, made himself as if they ask about something. No, whatever, lift it and he did that. This is one out of hundreds. Now this professor with his wife, they became Muslims. Allah knows how many of those hundreds. We knew that because it happened by the will of Allah that this professor saw Dr. Zahrul Najjar, you narrated us to us and that happened. The rest, we don't know what happened. My point, now the conclusion, the story is finished. The conclusion, which we have many stories about, don't ever underestimate your power as a Muslim if you want to make da'wah, regardless. And I said many stories about this. Always just be ready. Have the pure intention and be ready. Allah will help, but purify your intention, be ready. You know the magnetics? Well, this magnetics.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Magnets. الجهة الثانية المجذوبة لها شو يسموه؟ اللي ينشد من القطيس، الجهة الثانية. You know, for example, the magnet attracts anything that contains this kind of nature, that it will be pulled by the magnet. Now, this is similar to what I say. This is similar, you, with your pure intention and sincerity to Allah, you will be like the magnets, exactly. So Allah will make anything suits you come to you like the magnet if you have the purified intention and the sincerity. But just purify it, have it, keep it in your mind, keep thinking. Let you have always the hamma and the himma, as we say. Okay, all the time, the concern. Ya Allah, help me to do something. Help me do something. Now the idea will come. Okay? The people who will help you will come. Gates will be opened. But just you perform the first two, which is the niyya and the concern. By this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable us. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah accept from all of us. And don't forget that, you remember that few days what we said? Ramadan ليس شهرًا ولكنه أسلوب حياة. Ramadan is not a month. It's not a number of days, but it is a style of life. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.